This is St. Louis Public Radio. Missouri Democrats have endured three bruising election cycles in a row, resulting in Republican dominance in the state's politics. With 2020 on the horizon, the party's stalwarts are looking to State Auditor Nicole Galloway to engineer a comeback. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports on what the party's leaders see as the opportunities and challenges ahead.
It's Saturday night in St. Louis, and Missouri Democrats are packed into the sheet metal workers' headquarters for the party's Truman Dinner. It's the biggest fundraiser of the year for a party that used to dominate Missouri politics on a state and federal level. Those glory days are in the past, though, as Republicans up and down the ticket won election after election after election. It's a reality that Missouri Democratic Party Chairwoman Jean Peters Baker acknowledged in remarks to the packed crowd.
We've had our share of setbacks in Missouri, but we believe, and we believe the numbers show, there's light. There is light at the end of this tunnel.
The setbacks that Baker alluded to are daunting. Republicans now hold both of the state's U.S. Senate seats and all but one of Missouri's statewide offices. The GOP also has huge majorities in the Missouri House and Senate, giving Democrats little ability to get their policies seriously considered. And it's not hard to figure out why. Democratic candidates are performing dismally in swing areas like Jefferson and Buchanan counties. They're also getting trounced in rural counties, including traditional strongholds like Northeast and Southeast Missouri. Missouri Democratic Party Vice Chairman Clem Smith says any rebuilding requires stitching an urban, suburban, and rural coalition back together.
You can't just focus on St. Louis, Kansas City, and a little bit in the middle. It's got to be everybody. So as a Democratic Party, we've implemented new strategies of going out and meeting people where they are instead of expecting people to come here or having a constant voting block.
Much of the responsibility for accomplishing that goal is on State Auditor Nicole Galloway, who announced her bid for governor earlier this month. She recently won re-election by roughly 6 percentage points over an underfunded and undersupported Republican candidate. Top Democratic leaders believe that lots of different factions of the party are behind Galloway's likely campaign against Governor Mike Parson. Galloway says she can appeal to enough of the state to bring the governorship back into the Democratic fold.
We're going to take our message at every corner of the state, whether it's Hannibal, Hayti, St. Louis, Kansas City, and everywhere in between. I am not afraid to be myself and be genuine and talk about the issues that people care about.
Missouri Republicans are not taking the defense of their statewide offices and legislative majorities lightly. Parson has significantly more money in the bank than Galloway, and most of the state's down-ballot statewide officials, like Attorney General Eric Schmidt and Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe, are gearing up for 2020 defenses. Missouri Republican Party Chairwoman Kay Hoflander says the National Democratic Party's leftward shift alienates most of Missouri's voters. She also says the fundamentals for her party are strong.
We haven't lost our base. They're very solid. And they're not leaving, and in fact, I see greater strengths and growth in counties.
National politics will loom large over how Missouri Republicans and Democrats fare. President Donald Trump is widely expected to win Missouri's electoral votes next year, and the lack of competitive presidential and U.S. Senate contests means less national money will flow into the Show Me State. Smith, the Missouri Democratic Party's vice chairman, says that presents both challenges and opportunities.
It forces you to get back to the grassroots of how this thing started. I mean, people knocking doors and really getting out there because, in a sense, some of the money has dried up. So you can't just roll over and quit. You got to keep fighting. And I think we can beat them with a ground game.
The lack of national outside money could put more pressure on Missouri Democrats' legislative contingent to pick up the slack. House Minority Leader Crystal Quaid says there's a concerted effort to recruit successful candidates for state legislative districts.
And when I say successful, I don't necessarily mean flipping a seat. But if we can move the needle 2 or 3 percentage points in some of these very Republican districts, that only helps our statewide candidates as well. So that's a big piece of that, is making sure that Democrats are everywhere, we're out front with our messaging, and that the state knows who we are as Democrats.
Nobody expects Missouri Democrats to climb out of their deep hole in one election cycle. But they say they've got to start somewhere. And for many of the party's faithful, somewhere is the 2020 election cycle. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.